Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Tanya daf Yoda. We are starting Tesla Rebbe's about three lines off at the bottom with the words Arum Shiva Lakish. And today's daf is sponsored by the Nishmas Marsh Mim Sarah Basi Baka Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. We have another discussion about fast days and how Tshuva was carried out on them. So Arum Shiva Lakish tells us Tshuva Shal Ramayos also on Shein Ninve. The people of Ninve, they did a Tshuva of Ramos, which is of trickery. We know that Yonah Navi was sent to the city of Ninve to tell them that they're going to be destroyed if they don't do Tshuva for all their bad deeds. And the Tshuva that they did was good, but it was a trick in a way. What does that mean? Ma'asu, what do they do? So Ruchana says, they took calves and put them inside, and the mothers who were nursing them outside, and young donkeys and horses inside, and the mothers outside. Everyone was mooing and yelping and crying out from both sides because the mothers wanted to nurse their children, and the baby animals wanted to nurse as well. However, Amr, the people of Nineveh, said, if you don't have rachmanis on us, Hashem, we're not going to have rachmanis on them. And we know that says, rachman v'kol masa, that we're supposed to have rachmanis on them, so you need to show rachmanis on us. Now, that's pshat and pasuk. And this talks about the moaning and groaning and crying out of the animals, and that's, so to speak, a ramos in a way that's forcing Hashem's hand and tricking him to answering them. And Rav Acha said, Baravi avdin kain, in Arabia they would do this as well. The pasuk continues telling us about Nineveh, and they cover themselves with sackcloth, both people and animals, and they called it Hashem with chayzek. Now the question is, what does it mean with chayzek? With strength. How do you call it Hashem with strength? So Rav Shimon Chalfusa, he answers, Chasifa Natsech Lakshera, in the ways of the world, someone who's mechutzef, he's brazen, he's forward, he usually overcomes the one who's kosher, he's simple, he's smooth, he just goes the regular path. So Kol Shekel Devasa Shel Olam, for sure, when it comes to the good of the world, that's how it worked over here as well. They, so to speak, acted as mechutzafim, they're very brazen with what they did before, as we said in the beginning of the Gemara, and that's also calling out Hashem b'chayzek. The Pasuk tells us about them, Vayishuvu Ish Midarka Yara Umenachamas Shabachapehem, each man turned back from his bad ways and from the chamas, the thievery that was in his hands. And Rav Yechonon, he points out, Mashay b'chafi dehem echziru, whatever thievery and what they had stolen in their hands, they returned. Mashay b'shida tevu migdol, whatever was in a closet or a box hidden away, lechziru, that they did not return. Ksiv says in the pasuk, v'kiru levavchem v'albigdechem, tear your hearts and not your clothing, v'shuv al Hashem lekechem, and return to Hashem your God, kichan rachem hu, because it's chanan rachem. And Rav Shmuel Levi, he says, what's the pasuk teaching us? Imkras m'lebchem b'tshuva, if you tore your hearts in tshuva, so then einatem karen b'gdechem, you're not going to have to tear your clothing over your sons and daughters because you're not going to be punished. El, rather, what should you do? El Hashem lekechem, just return to Hashem your God, and that way you're going to be saved. And lama, why is that? Because the pasuk says, Kichan rachum hu erchapayim rav chesed v'nicham ha'ara. Now we take a word from the pasuk in Darshan. It Rosh Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rabbi Yonason, erech af in ksiv kan. It doesn't say Hashem extends his anger. El erchapayim, rather, uses a double lashon, apayim. What do we learn from here? Marech ruchay im hatzadikim umarech ruchay im harashayim. He extends his spirit, so to speak, with the tzaddikim and the rishayim. In other words, he delays the tzaddikim's reward until the next world, where it's obviously much greater, and he also delays the rishayim's punishment. We have another Joshua. Rav Acha quotes of Tanchum Rav Chiyu, says b'shem Rav Yechonon, erech af ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say erech af, ela erech apayim. What's his double lashon? Ma'arech ruchay ad she lo yigbe. He first of all extends his spirit, meaning he delays his anger and he doesn't collect yet. And even his chaligvos, once he starts collecting, meaning he starts punishing, ma'arech ruchay v'gayve. He delays it as well and collects slowly but surely, meaning he doesn't dump the punishment all on at once. And another Joshua Arum Chaniyah tells us, anyone says that Hashem is a Vatron, which means he just gives in, no problem, that there's no issue, Yizvatron b'nei me'ay, which literally means that person's insides should be given up, which is a very strong lashon. Ela rather, what's the meaning of Hashem? Ma'arech ruchay. He just extends his anger. It doesn't mean that he gave up completely and he's not going to do anything. He extends it, however, v'gavi didei. He will eventually collect what is his if a person doesn't do tshuva. Another Joshua Arum Levi tells us, ma'arech hapayim. What does it mean, erech hapayim? Rachik ragiz, that means he distances the legions which want to punish for him. It's like a mashal, lemelch shayulai shnei legionis kashim, to a king who had two legions that are very harsh and they're always protecting him. Amar melch im darmehin imi mdina, if they're going to live with me in the same city, in the same country, the same area, achsho b'nei mdina machisin, I see, right now the people of the country, they might get me angry, b'hein am mechalin, I son. So these legions are going to get up and just destroy the people for my honor. Ela harina mishalchel and darchayka, I'm going to send them to a faraway place, shem mechisu, I see, b'nei mdina, if the people who live here get me angry, by the time I send for these legions, these people are going to punish for me. The people are going to already appease me, and I'm going to accept that appeasement, then I'm not going to punish them. Hashem says, these are two different expressions of anger. They're actually angels of destruction. I'm going to send them to a faraway place. If the Yidden anger me, by the time it takes for me to send for them and bring them, the Yidden are going to tshuva, v'ani mekabel tshuvasan, and I'm going to accept their tshuva. And I don't accept that sha'am pasuk, bayim eretz merchak, mikzeh ha'shamayim v'gaymer, that they come from a faraway place from the edge of the heaven. And or yitzok v'la'el, not only that, ela shenal b'fnehem. Hashem, so to speak, closes the door in front of these punishing angels. Hadol siv, that's sha'am pasuk, pasach Hashem esay tzarai. Hashem opens his storage house, v'yoytz his kleizamai, and he brings his kelim of anger. What does this tell us? Adu pasach, adu tar rachmai kraven. That up until Hashem, so to speak, manages to open up his oitzer to bring out the things that are going to cause the punishment, so already his rachmim comes and is able to overcome. We have a similar discussion. Tani b'shem Rameir, Rashi's Tani b'shem Rameir. The pasuk says, "Kine Hashem yotzim kaimai." Hashem goes out of his place, and obviously the question is, "Molei kol aretz kvaydai," that the whole world is filled with Hashem. So what does that mean? Hashem leaves his place, and the answer is, "Yotzilay midah l'mida." He goes from one midah to another. Yotzilay midas hadin ubal midas rachmim al Yisrael. He leaves his midas hadin and comes to midas rachmim for the yidden. And another pasuk ksivit says, "Loi ish kel v'chazev." Hashem is not a man that he's going to leave his word unfulfilled. Let's just continue reading the pasuk. Uven adam v'yisnecham. He's not a person that he's going to regret or change his mind. Hahu amar v'lo yase. He says and he doesn't do. V'dibur v'lo yikimena. He speaks and he doesn't fulfill it. Now, obviously, there's a steer between the Rashi and the Sefer of the pasuk. First, it says that Hashem is not a man that he's going to leave his word unfulfilled. And then it says, amar v'lo yase, that he says and he doesn't do. And he speaks and he doesn't fulfill. So, how do we understand this? And so, we have two different shatim. Rashul bar Nachman Rabbanon. Rashul bar Nachman Amar, he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lasus Toiva, Hashem says that he's going to do something good, and about that the pasuk says Loi Ish Kel V'Chazev. Hashem's not a man that he's going to leave it unfulfilled. If he says he's going to do good, he's going to do good. However, Omer Lasus Ra, if Hashem says that he's going to do bad, he's going to punish. So it's in regards to that that the end of the pasuk says Hahu Amar V'Lo Yase V'Diber V'Lo Yikimena, that Hashem's going to say but not do, and he's going to speak and not fulfill, and that's because he does reconsider due to our tefillos and our tshuva. Rabban and Amri, they explain differently. This is actually referring to what Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, Loi ish hu, sha'asu devarav shel kel ki'ilu einon. Wasn't it a man, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, that made the words of Hashem as if they're not here? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Hashem? Lama Hashem yachra abcha b'amecha. Hashem, why should your anger flare up against your nation? And then when the pasuk says, uven adam yisnecham, which again implies that Hashem is not a person that he's going to reconsider. However, the drasha is, Loi ben Amram hu sha'asu lekel she yisnecham. Wasn't it ben Amram, again a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he caused Hashem to reconsider? As the pasuk says, Vayinachem Hashem al hara asher dibar lasos la'amai, that Hashem reconsidered regarding the bad that he said he was going to do to his nation. Now Ravo, he has a different explanation. Im yom l'cha adam, if a person tells you kel ani, I am a god, so mechazev hu, obviously that's going to be unfulfilled. Furthermore, if a person tells you ben adam ani, I'm a ben adam, which is like an expression of a perfect person, someone who's extremely righteous, soifei lisos bai, he's going to end up regretting that, because as the continuation of the above pasuk tells us, da'amar v'lo yase, that he speaks and doesn't do. In other words, now as the Gemara tells us, that if the person says, Shani oil shamayim, I'm going to go up to shamayim, it's about that the pasuk says, Hu amar v'loyi kimena, that he says and he doesn't fulfill it. So this is the way Rav Avoh explains this above pasuk. Now going back to discuss fast days, Rav Achas says b'shem Rav, ein tainas achshav, there's no fast days now. That's because, as we said at the top of the previous daf, that we need to have the nasi there, and we don't have a nasi nowadays, so we don't have real fast days. However, Amar B'yosa, Rav B'yosa asks, Hada amra ilen tanyasa danan avden les ilen, does that mean that the fast that we do nowadays aren't real, they're not good for anything? So Amalei responds to him, yes, and not only that, actually, it's not good what we do, because Kainam Arav, this is what Rav says, Kol Tainas She'ein and Nasa Ketikna, any Tainas which is not done properly, Olei HaKasav Omer, about it the Pasuk says, Nosna Olei B'Koyla Alkin Sinei Siha, she raised her voice up against me, therefore I hated her, and that's being used in reference to our fast days, says Rav, that we're raising our voices up to Hashem davening, but since they're not being done properly, Hashem, so to speak, hates it, and so not only does it not accomplish what it's supposed to, but it also is no good, it's detrimental, it's for the bad, so they're not really considered real fast days. Now the Halacha Beis continue to discuss what they would do during these fast days where they had special tefillahs. So the Mishnah tells us, Amdu b'tefillah, they would stand in tefillah, Maridl fnei ateva, they would put in front of the Aron, meaning here was the Chazin, Zakin v'ragil, he had to be a Zakin, which means he was elderly, he also had to be ragil, which we're going to see what that means in the Gemara, V'yashalei banim, he has to have children, U'beisei reikon, his house is empty, now he davens with extra compassion, because he really feels that he needs to supply and bring parnasa, and all this G'deshi Yuliba Shalom Tefillah, so his heart should be wholesome in Tefillah. And by name Esav Arba Brachos, he says 24 Brachos, Shemayna Esrei Shebchal Yoyim, that 18 of every day, which is what we call Shemayna Esrei, and Umayis Malei Ma'id Sheish, he adds another 6, these are special 6 added for the fast day. The Elohim, these are them, so the first 2 are Zechronis and Shaifres of the Rosh Hashanah Mas of Shemayna Esrei, then Yodom Beis on the top, the next 4 are actually Prakim and Tehillim, which we're going to see in the Gemara in greater detail what exactly they are. El Hashem Matzorah Sali, which is Parak Kuf Chaf of Tehillim, then there's Esrei and El Harim, which is Kuf Chaf Aleph, Baruch Hashem, which is Kuf Lamed, and Tefillah Ani Ki Atov, which is Kuf Beis. Says the Gemara, Tani, we have a Braisa, which further describes who this Chazan is, Ushval Berech. He has to be humble, V'Nerech Tishchayres, and he has to be accustomed and easy in his service to Hashem, V'Ragil B'Chachma V'Ragil B'Agada. That's what this Lashon of Ragil means in the Mishnah, that he's fluent and comfortable with Chachma and Agada, and V'Yeshlei Bayis V'Sada, he has a house and a field. Ask the Gemara on this last one, Tanina, on our Mishnah had said, Ubeis Reikon, that his house is empty, V'Atamar Hachin, and you're saying this, that he has to have a house and a field? How does that make sense? I wouldn't have an answer to this. The Rashi just continues, Yeshlei Banim U'Banos, he has sons and daughters. However, Im Ein Lohen, if they don't have such a person like that that fits all these qualities, Mavir and Komash Yirtu, they can ask the Shliach Tzibur to be whomever they want because they don't have somebody with all these qualities. Now the Gemara asks a question which is not relevant specific to fast days. It's just a general discussion. V'lama Shmoneh Esrei, why specifically 18 brachos and Shmoneh Esrei every single day? Where does that number come from? So we're gonna have quite a few explanations. Arush Ben Levi, he explains, Keneged Shmoneh Esrei Mizmaris Shekasim Reshi Shel Tehillim Ad Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. It corresponds to the 18 different Mizmaris of Tehillim that we say from the beginning up until Parak Chaf, which is Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Hashem should answer you on the day of Tzara. The understanding is that once you say 18 Prakim of Tehillim, then you come to a state where Hashem is going to answer you, and therefore we have Shmoneh Esrei, 18 brachos, and then Hashem will answer you. Now, Yom HaChadim, if a person is going to tell you, Tish Asar Hain, there's 19 Prakim of Tehillim. As we just said, Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara, that's Parak Chaf. That means that there's 19 Prakim, not 18. So Amar Lo, you tell him, Lama Rogshu, Les Himinoin, Lama Rogshu, which is Parak Beis of Tehillim as we have it, that's not counted because actually it's really just a continuation of Parak Aleph, so really it's together. So in truth, there's only 18 prakim of Tehillim up until Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Now another limud we have is Mikanamur from here. They said, "Hamispalal ve'enoy nene tzarch tanis." If a person davens and he's not answered, he needs to fast because what does the pasuk say? Yancho Hashem, Hashem should answer you. But that's mashma if the person's not answered after davening 18, then it's B'Yom Tzara. He's now in a day of Tzara, which means he should fast to be answered. And our Ramana tells us another thing we learn from here is Remez l'Talmud Chacham Hu. It's like a hint or an allusion to Talmud Chacham. Sha'adim tzarch lemel rabbi, that a person should tell his rebbe, "Tishama tfilascha." Your tefillah should be answered, and that's because after these 18 prakim of Tehillim, what's the lashon that's used in this pasuk that we keep on quoting? Yancho Hashem, Hashem should answer you, which is mashma that after David HaMelech said these 18 prakim, then the people who were listening, they told him Hashem should answer you. And by the same token, a Talmud Chacham should tell his rebbe after his rebbe davens, you should be answered, and it's a bracha of sorts. Rav Siman says, Rav Shem Yeshu Ben Levi, here's a different explanation of why we have 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Keneged Shmoneh Esrei Cholios Shebishizra, it corresponds to the 18 vertebrae in a person's spine. When a person stands in davens, he has to bend down so that all these vertebrae, so to speak, pop out. And matam, what's the source for this? The pasuk tells us, all my bones shall speak to you, Hashem who is like you, and that's an expression of all persons at Samais speaking, if you will. That's when he bends down and all of his vertebrae are visible. Ner Blavi Amar, he says, a different reason. It corresponds to the 18 azkaros, the 18 times it says Shem Hashem in the Perek Tehillim Hovel Hashem Ne'elim, which is Perek Chav Tes. That's the last paragraph that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos before L'chadoidi. So there's 18 Azkaros, and that corresponds to the 18 Brachos Shemayna Esrei. Now Amar Chonav Chonav says, Im Yer Melchadim, if a person is going to tell you, and here's a proper girsa, Tisha Sirhein, that there's really 19 Brachos in Shemayna Esrei, Amar Lo, you should tell him, Shel Minim Kvar Kavu Acham B'Yavne, that the Brach of Minim, which we call V'Lam Al Shinim, the Acham already established that in Yavne. In other words, they added that on to the original 18, so it's not really counted as the core 18. However, Hasar Blaz Rabbi Yosi Kum Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Yosi asks his father Rabbi Yosi, Baksev, but the pasuk in this Perek Tehillim says Kel HaKavod Hirim. So this is another Azkara of Shem Hashem, Kel HaKavod Hirim. Aleph Lamed is Shem Hashem. So actually, we do have 19 mentions of Hashem's name. So that should really correspond to the 19 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Lesi responded to him, that's not so because of Altani. We already have a brisa that tells us Kol Shel Minim Shel Poshim Machni Zaydim, that we include a discussion of Minim and Poshim in the bracha of Machniah Zaydim, and Minim, Pashim, and Zaydim are all different people, but still we mention them all together in the same bracha. Furthermore, Shel Zakinim, Shel Geirim, B'Miftach HaTzadikim, we mention Zakinim and Geirim in the bracha of Tzadikim, and Shel David, B'Vayinu Yerushalayim, we mention the Malchus Beis David in the bracha of Vayinu Yerushalayim. So we see that we have a number of brachas which include multiple topics, and they're not just discussing one thing. And therefore, is Chamasapkal Chachadav Chadim Inhoin? Do you have enough Shemos of Hashem in the Mizmar of Havel Hashem B'nei Elim to cover all these topics? No. So it's very clear from here that we have multiple brachos in Shemoneh Esrei. Technically, they could be split into many brachos because they have different topics in them. Still, the Chamim, when they wrote Shemoneh Esrei, they included multiple topics in one bracha. And by that same token, the bracha of Lam Al Shinim, it was added in and it's not counted as its own individual bracha, if you will, as the core brachos. Now we continue discussing. discussing Shemana Esrei and what they correspond to. Rav Chanan says, "Rishen Rav Pinchas, Keneged Shemana Esrei Pa'amim Sha'avos Ksuvim B'Torah Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov." It corresponds to the 18 times that all the Avos are written together in the Torah, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And Imir Melchadim, the person is going to tell you, Tisha Asar Hain is really 19. So Amar Lo, you should tell him, no, that 19th time of V'Hina Hashem Nitzav Olam Vayomar, less who minoy, that's not counted. There's a pasuk referring to Yaakov Avinu. It's where Hashem appears to him and tells him, Ani Leke Avraham Avicha Veleke Yitzchak. And so here we have Avram and Yitzchak mentioned. Then we also see Lashon of Avicha, your father. So that's not counted because since that's just a remes, it's just a hint to Yaakov. It doesn't talk about him explicitly in the pasuk. That's not counted as a time where Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are all mentioned together. Furthermore, if a person tells you that Shivasar Hain, really it's only 17 times, Amar Lo, you should tell him that no, that pasuk that you're thinking about really is counted, which is V'Kari Behem Shemi V'Shem Avoysai Avraham V'Yitzchak Minoinhu, that is counted. This is in the famous Hamal Chagoyel. It's Yaakov Avinu himself talking, and he mentions Avram and Yitzchak, and then he says Shemi, my name. So that's counted as mention of Yaakov. So this is in truth Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachum Mishirim Yonison, he says differently than Neged Shemayin Asar Tzivon Shekos V'Parshas Mishkan Sheni. The 18 Brachos Shemayin Asar correspond to the 18 times that it says Kasher Tzivo Hashem as Moshe in the second parsha of the Mishkan, which is referring to Parshas Pekudei. And just a clarification of this, Amar Chiyu Bar Ado Ulchon Min V'Ito Yaholiyo Ben Achisoch Matidon Ad Sofei Desifra. It's only counted from when the pasuk mentions this Aholiyo Ben Achisoch Matidon up until the end of the Sefer. It's only this range of psukim when it says Kasher Tzivo Hashem as Moshe. That's 18 times. That's what Shemayin Asar corresponds to. We're going to stop for the day. I'll pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Shemayin Asar of Shabbos and the 7 brachas we have and what they correspond to. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.